Years ago, when Rav Palm used to give his Yeredei of Bechinas, so before guys went up to a Bechina, I used to tell them that there's certain sugyas that are his favorites that he always asks. So I was able to usually, if I told them four or five things, usually one or two they got asked on the Bechina. Because something that a person gets a geschmack from, he asks on the Bechina. I'm telling you, for the Bechina Lachamei of Esrim in Shamayim, this Tosfos with the Rosh, with all the tumbling over it, is one of the Rabbani Shalom's favorite sugyas. The idea of Basa Meikara, not Basa Meikara, in the Yeshiva Velt, it has special chain, the whole Tosfos, the whole sugya. It's a sugya, I think it has a chain because there are a lot of loose ends in Svara, Mokim Inichu Lisgadel Bay. There's a makom for a person to try to figure out and understand himself. A lot of the inyanim associated with this Tosfos are teasers. They're sort of, they beg an answer, and it's sometimes hard to express the answer. So I'm telling you beforehand, Lachamei Vashem, you'll remember when you go to Rebbe China that I warned you that this is one of the so to speak, favorite sugyas in Shas, the sugya of Basa Meikara Azlina. All right, let's set the table, so to speak, and try to understand the different mahalchim in the sugya, and to see what everything, what the whole tumul is telling you. We start from Rabba's memory. Rabba said, if you threw a klimer a shagag, uba'acher v'shabre v'makol, potter damina le'mana tfira tavar. Rabba is mechadish these three words, mana tvira tavar, that a keli which looks whole and it's on its way down from a roof, you all understand we're talking in a case where it definitely is going to break, but derech hateva, miracles could happen, but it means naturally it's going to break, no one can catch it anymore, no one could save it. So it's considered a broken keli on the way down. That's Rabba's memra, and there's come out no machlekes. I mean, Rabba says it, vadai rava misafkalei. But that's certainly Rabba's member. There's a second case, which the Gemara is comparing it to, which is Rabba's member. Darsa akli v'loishav rasai, niskadu l'mokem achav v'nishbar. That the same thing, an animal kicks a keli, and it's flying, it's going to hit a wall in a minute and break. So the Gemara is saying that Rabba holds there also, even though there's not a person, it's an animal that kicked it. But they're also mana tvira tavar. When you kick it and it goes flying, it's also mana tvira, it's also a broken keli, mana tvira tavar, and it's a broken keli. Tosfos comes with a chiddush, and Tosfos says that's only when you threw the kli, or the animal kicked the kli. My she'en kein, if you threw a chetz, if someone shot an arrow at a window, and again, b'derech hateva, nothing in the world naturally could stop this chetz from hitting the window and breaking it. In that case, oktaisvis pshita, that if someone else breaks the window first, that he's chayiv, leishayach kan loimar, mana tvira tavar. So here the arrow is on its way to the window. Here it's not shayach to say mana tvira tavar. And Tosfos says, Svara Pshuta hu l'chalant. It's a Svara Pshuta that it's not the same when you throw a keli as when you shoot an arrow. Now Tosfos doesn't tell us what his Svara Pshuta is. And naturally, what was Pshuta to Tosfos is not so Pshuta to us. To understand, like I said, it's a teaser. Like, we could be margish that there's some kind of difference if you throw a keli or if you throw a rock. But lamaisa, bottom line, what's the difference? In both cases, it's definitely going to break. What's the difference if I threw the keli is going to hit the ground and break? Now if I throw a rock, and the rock is going to hit the keli and break it. My nafkamina. There's no chilek between the two. So that svara pshuta of Tosfos needs a hesber. Neither has Rav. What's the svar of pshita? At the end of the day, hopefully we'll have some type of mahalach. And what's the chilek? Can anybody understand? It was just a pshat the chilek. What's the difference if you throw a keli or if you throw an arrow? You touched it. Who cares if you touched it? You affected the chayfetz. And if I shoot an arrow at the chayfetz, I try to affect the chayfetz. The wind could blow it away. See, that's the thing. If it's possible still to save it, if it's not sure that it's going to break, then in Ochinami, then even if I throw the chayfetz, if it's still possible for someone down there to catch it, then it's never mana tvira tavar. Mana tvira tavar is only if in nature nothing normal could happen to change it. So if Tosfos doesn't mean that when I shoot a chayfetz, something could deflect the chayfetz. Because then that's not a chilek between throwing a chayfetz and throwing a chayfetz. That's a chilek between if it's surely going to happen or not surely going to happen. We need to be mechalik in a case where it's both cases surely going to happen. In both cases for sure going to happen. And we say that if I throw the keli, it's a manatvira. It's already, with lomdisha eyes, when you see it down, it's gone. It's already a broken keli. And a case where I throw a rock from the same roof, but there's a glass on the bottom that's going to hit it. And there, it's not a broken glass until it hits it. So the difference between the two cases is in one, I touched the keli, that's going to break, and one, I didn't. Why should that matter? If the whole point is I look at it with lamdisha eyes, in lamdish, it's aimed to be broken. So it's difficult to be aimed on the chilek between the two cases. It needs.
So can you tell you when your action takes an effect on that keli? And when I throw up the thing, it becomes broken because of an action. And I shoot an arrow, it doesn't become broken until my arrow actually hits the keli.
Why isn't it broken?
My action didn't actually affect it yet.
And when I threw it off a roof, my action didn't affect it. I'm the way down.
That was my action.
What?
Meaning you started that course of action, right? When I shoot an arrow, I didn't start any course of action with that keli yet. It only starts when it actually comes into contact.
If I throw it off the roof, what action did I do?
My action off the roof.
But on the way down, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly good. On the way down, it's a perfectly good keli.
Can't use a wall for the motion.
What?
Can't use it then.
Why can't you use it? It depends what it is. If it's a radio and it's on, and it's on the way down, I can still listen to it. If it's a cup and I have a long enough straw, I could still sip out of it. I'm not chayef for making it not usable on the way down. It's right. It's okay. It needs a little bit of hesber. What we're going to do is go through what the Rishayim and Achrayim tumul here, and then we'll come hopefully to a possible havana in Taisis. Now Taisis said one more thing that needs. L'chayre, which is clear, Tosfos brought a raya to his yisayid. Tosfos' words are l'shek hamanat v'yirtava dalina basa meikara loy mishkaches tzrayus chatzin nezek. Tosfos brought a raya that if I throw something, it's not a manat v'yirah, because with every case it's tzrayus. I step on a rock, the rock shoots out. It's tzrayrus because when the rock breaks it, it's not attached to the animal. If you learn basa meikara, then as soon as the animal shot the arrow with the rock, it's broken immediately. If it's broken immediately, then it's not tzrayrus. It's rego. So that's Tosfos' raya to his yisayid. The Tzais HaChoshen in Shin Tzadik, Sivkat Na'alef, has a bit of an arichus, and the whole piece is a hisnagdus to Tosfos. The Tzais is the anti-Tosfos. He says we don't pass him like Tosfos. Tosfos' chilek is not a good chilek. He disagrees from the Tzais. We're not going to understand the svar of Tosfos because the Tzais disagrees with Tosfos. But from the Tzais' kashus and how they answer it, hopefully we'll come to a havana in Tosfos. The Ktzais first of all, says that the Rosh argues with Tosfos. That's his first step. Is that the Rosh argues with Tosfos. Obviously, the Tosfos is Achrid and can't argue with the Rishon. So he hangs his hat on the Rosh. Says the Rosh argues with Tosfos. The Rosh, we learned yesterday inside, we really hopefully have time, we'll look at it again inside. But the basic gist is from the Rosh's Kashin. The Rosh, at the end of Siman Beis, if you're looking for the Rosh, that's why I showed it to you yesterday, the Rosh is really on Daf Yotes, in the order of the Rosh. But in the old prints, it's on the second column, the third or fourth line. The Rosh asks Akasha, what is the difference between this Memra of Rava, which is Darsa Atzliv in the Skalgal Mokim Acher V'Nishbar, that we pass in Basamei Karazlina. What's the difference between this case, where the animal kicked the Keli and went flying, and we pass him on a Tfira Tavar, the Basamei Karaz? And why is that any different than the case on Daf Yotes, where an animal is walking in the street, and it kicks a rock from Rishus HaRabim, and the rock flies into Rishus HaYochid and breaks something in the Rishus HaYochid? And the question there is that called Regel Rishus HaRabim because it kicked it in the Rishus HaRabim, or is that called Regel Rishus HaYochid because it broke it in the Rishus HaYochid? And there, the din is that it's considered Rishus HaYochid. It's considered a Hezek Rishus HaYochid, and it's regular Chayiv. Dr. Rosh, why don't we say Basamei Karaz Linan? Go according to the time when the animal kicked the rock. And when it kicked the rock, it was Rishus HaRabim. So go Basamei Kara. If Agamar is saying you go Basamei Kara, there also you should go Basamei Kara. And if you go there, Basamei Kara, then it's a regular Rishus HaRabim. It should be Potter. So this is the Rosh's Kasha. He compares our case, Rava's case, Nagamara, to your testament base, the case of Hitiza, which is why the Rosh is on your test, because they have the case of Hitiza Bishus Arab and Vizika Bishus Ayah. So the Tzais says, 1 minute, what's the Rosh's Kasha? According to Tzais, the Kasha, the answer is Pashit. According to Tzais, Nagamara, you kick the Keli, you kick the thing that broke. You do go Basamei Kara. And after your test, what's the case? The animal's walking in the Rishus HaRabim. It kicks a rock. That's like Zorak Chetz. The rock is the Chetz, the thing that breaks it. And it broke it Rishus HaYachid. So Taisa says, by Zorak Chetz, you don't go Basamei Kara. So the Rosh should have answered, like Taisa's answers, that there's a difference if Zorak Li or Zorak Chetz. Elamai, since the Rosh did not say this answer, is a raya that the Rosh disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rosh holds that the rule of Mana Tfira Tavar, the rule which we call Basamei Karaz Linan, applies Sai by Zara Keli, Sai by Zara Chetz, no Nafkamina. So Zotik Tzais, it's a machlaikis Tosfos and the Rosh. The Tzais is not alone, the Yamshar Shloima also says that Tosfos and the Rosh are arguing on this Yisayid. If you go Basamei Kara in the case of Zorak Chetz. So this is the Machlaikis Tzais, the Tzais of Machlaikis Tosfos and the Rosh. Now, the Tzais brings five things regarding this machlaikis. Three rayas. The first three are rayas to the Rosh. Again, the Ktsais is the Hepach of Tosfos. The Ktsais holds we don't pass them like Tosfos. The Ktsais brings three rayas that we don't pass them like Tosfos. The first is from the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tof Yod Ches Sivkat Niyod. The Shulchan Aruch has a case where Reuven made a fire, and the fire is traveling and destroying. Uba'achar v'haysif. And the second person came, Shimon came, and he added wood to the fire. And the fire went, and it destroyed a house, destroyed a gairin, destroyed something. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if the fire would have destroyed it without the second person's added wood, if the fire would have destroyed it without it, then the Rishon Chayiv, then we'll Mechayiv the first person. Zaktik Tzais, that's Mamish, Zarachetz. What's the difference if you shoot an arrow or if you shoot a fire? Yishem Mishem Chitzai, you set a fire, it's the same as an arrow. So here, the person lit a fire. The fire by itself could go and destroy this Yenna's house. But before it destroyed it, someone else came and added wood. The other person's wood, did make the fire travel. But without his wood, it would have traveled anyway. Isn't that the same thing? I shoot an arrow, and before my arrow breaks the window, someone else breaks the window. Here else, I lit a fire. And before the fire got there, someone else threw wood in the path and it burned through his wood. And his wood made it burn. And we see there the Rishon is Chayiv. The one who lit the original fire is Chayiv. Zaktik Tzais, we see Basar Meikar Az Liman, that the person who lit the fire is Chayiv because his fire could destroy the silo or the house. Even though before the fire got there, someone else added his own wood. That's Raya number one. That Boser Meikar Az Dinan, we say even by Zorach Chetz. Because you see from that case that if you light a fire and it travels, that you're Chayiv. It's his first time. Raya number two is Kemat, the same Raya, just from a Gemara on Yud Amud Beis. And after Yud Amud Beis, we had a case. Come out the same thing. Marbe b'chavila. The Gemara had a case of marbe b'chavila, which the way Rashi and Tosis learned, it meant someone adds to a fire. The Rambam there learned it means that an animal is loaded up and someone added another bundle and the animal collapsed. But his raya is from Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis learned there's a fire. Someone added fuel to the fire. So that Gemara says the same thing. E belav iu ka'ozla. If without the second person adding to the chavila, it would travel anyway. So the Gemara's lashon is my ka'ovid. What's the second person doing? Not doing anything. The fire could travel anyway. So he threw more fuel into the fire. My ka'ovid. Same exact raya. The first person lit a fire. That's a chetz. It's like shooting an arrow. And we say that once he shot the arrow, he's chayiv. If someone else, lemaisa, someone else did add fuel to the fire. Someone else did make it burn. So we say, my kovid, the second person did nothing. That means we go basa meikara. We go according to the person who lit the original fire. There's only one fire, and therefore... Right, there's a physical difference between the two cases. In the case of the arrow, someone shot an arrow and someone else broke the window. In the case of the fire, he lit the fire. But the question is, what made it travel? There, the traveling, it would have traveled anyway. Lamaisa traveled because the second person added bundles there. So the Ksais is assuming, even though it's a difference, we're going to come to answer it, that's not going to be the side of the Chilik, but Bashkafa Rishayni, first look at it, Lachar should be the same. Why don't we say the person who added the bundles, Lamaisa, he made it travel. So Lamaisa, he's the one that should have chiyuvim. Why doesn't he have chiyuvim? It's a raya that manatvira tava. Now, it's a difference between the two cases. I don't have to understand why it should make a difference. L'chayr, the cash is a good cash. Case number three, raya number three of the Ktzais, is from the Muki Yisif. Muki Yosef says, if someone lights a fire, and before the fire burns down a house, he dies. He lit the fire and he died. He did the same thing. He shot an arrow and he died. By a fire. A fire takes a few minutes to get there. You shoot an arrow, he has to be a very fast dyer to die before the arrow gets there. But it'd be the same thing. He shot an arrow and he's Zaris, he died very quickly. And he died before the arrow hit the window. Or he lit a fire, he died before the fire got there. Are his nechasim meshubit to pay? Yosef says yes. His nechasim are meshubit to pay from when he lit the fire. Even though dead people are not chayiv. No chiyuvim, once a person's dead, there are no chiyuvim on him. It's a raya. That posa meikaraz lina. That when a person shoots an arrow or lights a fire, that mona tefira tovah. That from the time he lit it, he's chayiv. I mean, he's not going to be chayiv if it won't destroy it. But lamaisa destroyed it. So it's a raya that posa meikaraz lina. Even though that's also a case of zorachetz. It's also a case where all he did was shoot an arrow. If he throws a keli off the roof and then he dies, we understand. He broke the keli. Here, he shot an arrow and died, or he lit fire and died. You see from the Nemuki Yosef, so these are three rayas, all three are cases of Eish. But all three are rayas that you say Basa Meikara in all cases, even by Zarachetz. Those are the three rayas. The fourth thing that Ketzais does is to answer Taisus Karaya. Taisus tried to say we don't pass like Taisus. What about Taisus' raya? Let's see Taisus again. Taisus said, "The ias linan hocha basa meikara loymish kachas tzoyrus chatinah betzoyrus chatinah." Taisus says that it must be when you shoot an arrow, you don't go basa meikara, because if you do go basa meikara, you'll never have tzoyrus. So when an animal steps on a rock and it shoots out, the animal's chiyuv starts meikara when it stepped on the rock, and at that time it's not tzoreiris. Meibasa meikara. So if you go basa meikara, loim mishkachas betzoreiris chatzin nezek. Because then the chiyuv is from the animal touching the rock. So the Ketzais says it's not a raya. Because what's tzoreiris? Any time it breaks, mekaychay v'lay megufay. When it breaks from the kayach of the behem. So he says, even if you hold basa meikara, like the tzoreiris holds the emes, you go basa meikara. But the halacha ma'aseh v'sinai is that if it broke mekaychay, it's chatzi nezek. L'maisa, it did break mekaychay. So there is a chiyuv chatzi nezek. So Taisus is raya loy mishkachas betzoyus chatzi nezek, because Taisus is hung up on when it happened, when it's a mona tefira. Taisus is saying, if you hold that it's a mona tefira immediately, excuse me, that if you hold it's a mona tefira immediately, at that moment it's not tzoyus. The Taisus says, don't get hung up on when it happened. The Ikar of Tzoreiris is how it happened. How did it happen? It happened with Kaychai. It broke the Kaychai. So in Lomdis, it broke from the second he stepped on it. The Lamaisa still broke only the Kaychai, and that's Tzoreiris. Don't look at when it broke. Tzoreiris says, if Meikaras Lina, it broke right away. Nachinami. But it's still Tzoreiris, it still broke the Kaychai. With all the Lomdis in that is considered a broken Kaylee right away, but it still only broke the Kaychai, and Kaychai is Tzoreiris. So these are the first, I think, in order. I think I've said it in order, the order of the Ketzais, the four Rayas, the three Rayas, and answering Ketzais Kasha. The fifth point of the Ketzais is biggest problem with the Ketzais. The fifth Nakuda that the Ketzais says is a raya against himself. And he answers it. But the Ketzais He asked a kasha on his own shita from a Gemara Chaf Beis. Now we have to understand the Gemara well, so we're going to learn the Gemara Chaf Beis, and you'll see that it's Shver Mekzais. And if any of you can explain the Ketzais' Teretz, I'll be very grateful. I don't understand the Teretz. It could be when we get to Chaf Beis, I'll understand it. But the Ketzais, after bringing four rayas to himself, and he brings actually one other thing, but then he sort of ruins it. He ruins it. But Chaf Beis, Amir Aleph. Machlokes of Isha Mishum Chitza, Isha Mishum Mamainai. It's a coming attraction for Pesach Man. Learn Eish. Ramesh didn't learn Eish, a whole Zman. He spent the whole Zman with the animals and a little bit of bar we barely had also. So next Zman we'll have Eish. But there, the Gemara brings a Toshma in the Machlokes of Isha Mishum Chitzai of Gomel Toven Pishtan for Avar B'Shusar Rabin. A loaded camel, it's loaded with flax, and it's walking through the street. Its pishtan so protruded from the side of the animal that the pishtan stuck into someone's store. The fire caught onto the flax, and because it caught onto the flax, that's the case that we have to know. The owner of the gomel is chayiv for burning down the store, because Lamaisa, the gomel had no right to be loaded with pishtan to the degree it will go into the store. So the fire lit the pishtan, and then the pishtan lit the store, so he's chayiv. So frekta gemara, if isha mishum amaynai, if you're chayiv on fire because it's your fire, it's not the bala gomel's fire. Why is the bala gomel chayiv? If eish is only chayiv because it's your fire, it's not his fire, it's the store owner's fire. So why is there a chiyuv for this fire burning down the store? So the Gemara answer is about 8 lines on the bottom of Chaf Beis. Amalach Rishlakish. Rishlakish is the one who holds isha mishum amaynai. Hacha b'mayaskina b'misachseches kol habira kula. Now listen carefully to Taich the Gemara. Misachseches kol habira kula means this animal is loaded with flax. The flax is on fire. The fire caught onto the store. The store is going to burn down. If the store burns down, the owner of the animal is potter. It's not his fire. Yishem Yishem Amayim. So at the Gemara, the case is, you understand, the camel has flax on its back, and the flax is on fire. So the camel doesn't just sit down and go to sleep. The animal camel is running around, he's going crazy. And as he's running around, he's burning the store. He's physically lighting every bit of the store. So he's chayiv because his animal is mazik, his animal is burning. Right, eish is when the eish travels on its own, isha mishum lamayna. If a human being takes a hammer and breaks something, or a human being takes a fire and lights something, mokim agecheles, and the place he lit, that's adam. And if the animal is misachseches, it's lighting the whole store physically, that's shor, that's not eish. It's like the animal takes a hammer and breaks something. So misachseches means the chiyuv isn't al teish. The chiyuv is because this animal is running around the store here, and it's physically burning, literally the adayim burning the whole store. So therefore, al teish your potter, because your animal is burning the store. That's why the bal hagomel is chayiv. That's the gemara. So chitzais, time out. Think about it. In the first minute, the store lit on fire. If the animal would not be misaseches, the store would burn down anyway. The store's going to burn down anyhow. Now the animal is misaseches. It's running around and making it burn down quickly. Why don't we say, that when the store was lit originally, it's all about to burn down. And Isha Mishum Amaynai, Baal HaGomel is potter. The store is all going to burn down. So the misachseches shouldn't matter. Who cares that the animal burnt it? Manatvira tova. The store is ready to burn down anyway. The store is lit on fire anyhow. It's going to burn down anyway. Like Zarek Chetz. If you hold, you go basa meikara. Why is the animal chayiv or the Baal HaGomel chayiv for misachseches? Who cares that it's misachseches? My nafka mina, it's misachseches. It's gonna, the store is burning down anyhow. If the store is burning down anyhow, so then basa meikara has linan. That's the place in Rosh Hashita. Basa meikara has linan. It's a burnt down store from the first minute. So who cares that the animal is misachseches? That Gemara seems to be a riot to Taisvis, which Taisvis' Shita is, that Misach Seches, that you don't say Basa Meikara by Zorach Chetz. It's a riot to Taisvis, that in a case where Zorach Chetz, or Eish is like Chetz, you don't say Basa Meikara as Lina. That's the riot from Zachov Beis to Taisvis. So the Tzais till now brought riot only to the Rosh. Because he holds the ikkas like the Rosh. Now he's saying, L'chayra dafchav beis is a beferish gemara, like Tosfos, not like me. That's the kasha. The kasha, I understand, the very clara kasha. It's a riot to Tosfos. The Ketzais says it's not a riot. I'll tell you the words of the Ketzais, although I don't understand it. And the trick is to understand why that case should be different than our case. What the Ketzais does, he says, nah, that Gemara is going like the Mandi Amar, Ishay Mishum Lamainai. That Gemara is Rish Lakish, Ishay Mishum Lamainai. We're talking, if Ishay Mishum Chitzai, if you can compare a fire to shooting an arrow. So our discussion is Ishay Mishum Lamainai. And we know if you hold Ishay Mishum Lamainai, Taka don't hold the Misach Sefes. That Gemara is going to say, if you hold Ishay Mishum Chitzai, you don't hold the Misach Sefes. Because the fire is like an arrow. If you hold Ishay Mishum Lamainai, then it's different. I don't know what he's talking about. What's the difference between Ishay Mishum Lamainai, Ishay Mishum Chitzai? I don't understand the words. Either you do say Mana Tvira Tavar, or you don't say Mana Tvira Tavar. Why don't we consider it Zara Chetz? It's going to burn down. He says he's not chayiv for Zorach Chetz, but he agrees the Metzias is that when it's lit, it's all going to burn down. He just says the chayiv is because of Mamayne Amazik. So therefore, why should I say Mana Tvira Tavar if it's all going to burn down? Sounds like he's saying Zorach Chetz is only if it's your Chetz, not if it's someone else's Chetz. Should someone else's case different than my case? That makes sense. Tzrairus, he shot out his rock, he shot someone else's rock. So I don't understand the Ketzais's tarets. If I remember correctly, my Rebbeim didn't understand it either. I'll tell you the truth, there is another tarets. Even though I'm all biased, I happen to like Tosfos Shita better than the Rosh Hashita I like. I don't mean I like, but it makes sense to me, as we'll see, Tosfos Shita. There is another tarets. Imre Moshe, in a Haggad, the Simon Lamed Aleph, of Katan Hay, says that you really could answer that Gemara differently. That Gemara could be talking that when you lit the store on fire, it was still Epshur to save the store. It was still possible. It's possible to put out the fire. Things are on fire. People run and they get water, and it's possible to put it out. So it could be that Gemara has no shaykhis to us. Because the first thing I told you today, our case of Zorach Kli and Zorach Chetz is only talking where you couldn't stop it. Where you couldn't do anything to stop it. Chof Beis could be talking that without Misach Seches, it was possible to put out the fire. No one put it out. It could be it was possible. Anytime it's possible, you don't say Mana Tvira Tavar. You don't say it's broken from the first minute.
The guy that breaks it after shoots the arrow, he can't stop the arrow.
That's right. That's the case.
He could break it, but he can't stop the arrow.
Let me ask you, if someone would be standing in this room and shooting a bullet at that window, could you stop it?
No. You can't break it before you shoot the window either.
You could take a hammer and break the window.
Not if you already shot the bullet. I don't have enough time to do it.
Well, bullets travel very fast.
So
chaitz travels a little slower.
Well, so otherwise, nothing has to do with the iron. To break it, and
you said you have
enough
time
to reflect it.
The case has to be that you can't stop it. If it could be stopped, no one will have money to your tavar. It's not a stopper at all.
There's still a full mattress underneath the breaking cleat. It's all possible.
It has to be in a case. If there's someone there with a mattress and he could do it, he could do it. I mean, the breaking cleat, you have 60 seconds till it falls, and there's no one there with a mattress. Someone's there with a mattress. I don't think you'll say money to your tavar. It could be saved. Think so. If a glass is on the way down from five stories up and you're here, you could break the glass, but you can't catch the glass. The glass is going to break whatever it hits. You put out something to catch it, it'll also break. So this is all the Ketzais. Four the Kudis of Raya to the Ketzais Shita. The Sachseches is the Kasha of the Ketzais Shita. And at Khan, this is all the Ketzais holds stark, that you don't say mana, you don't say any chilek between Zara Kli and Zara Chetz. And of course, we're challenged to understand, to try to answer that, to try to come up with a chilek between, in Svara at least, that'll answer the kashas of Zara Kli, to be mechalek between Zara Kli and Zara Chetz. What does the skalgul mean? It means there's a wall. Someone kicked the keli and it's flying against the wall. It's going to break against the wall.
You can't stop that?
Because nobody here could stop it. That's the case. Isn't that most cases? I mean, if somebody would know it's about to happen and plan it, he can, you know, a goalie could stop, could stop the ball from hitting the wall. There's no goalie set up there. How many seconds does it take? How long does it take for something to break? Isn't it that way most of the time? You want to say it's Mona Tvira Tover even if it could be stopped. That's a very good finish. It's a bigger finish than the exercise. Right. Alright, well obviously the answer Taisvis, we need a Mahalach, which is going to answer all of the kashas, or at least most of the kashas, and make Tosfos understandable. At this point, it can go two ways. We could go into the nitty-gritty of how to answer it, and it's quite complicated. Or we could look at the bigger picture. I think the better way to go, even though when you learn the Rav Shimon inside, he goes with step by step, I think we're better off stepping back and trying to understand Tosfos. Once we understand Tosfos, we'll hopefully be able to answer the kashas. So the way I've chosen to discuss this is not in the order it says in the Reb Shimon Ketzais, in the order it says in the Ketzais. The Reb Shimon, I think we have to step back for a minute and try to get a geshmak in Tosfos is chilek. We have a geshmak in Tosfos is chilek, then hopefully we'll have a we'll have a Havana and how he goes about answering. What's the difference if I throw a keli from the roof and the keli is going to break? You say, Mondish, Manatvira Tavar, someone else breaks it, he's potter. Or I throw a rock from the roof. We do not say that in Lomdis the Keli is broken. And we say, do not say Mana Tvira Tava. If someone else breaks the Keli, the other person is Chayiv. What Reb Shimon says, and the Reb Moshe, in different words, says the same thing. They say the following Chilek. Again, not the way they start, but this is something they say. And if we understand this, which is a challenge to understand, We'll be able to understand everything. If I shoot an arrow and the arrow breaks a window, everyone agrees Mona Tvira Tavar and Basamei Karazli. You hear? If I shoot an arrow and it breaks a window, everyone agrees you go Basamei Karazli. Tosfos never said that if I shoot an arrow and break a window, or if I light a fire and burn down a house, that you don't say Basa Me'akara. What did Tosfos say? What did Tosfos say you do not say Basa Me'akara? In which case? Did Tosfos say that if I shoot a rock, if I throw a rock to break a keli, and the rock breaks the keli, that I don't say Basa Me'akara? Did Tosfos ever say that? Huh? Did Tosfos say it? First glance, Tosfos said it. But Tosfos didn't say it. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that if I shoot an arrow and the arrow doesn't break it, someone else comes and breaks it first, then I don't say Basa Me'akara Azlina. If I shot an arrow and someone else broke it first, in Zarak Evan Oichetz Alakli, Uba Acher V'Kadam V'Shavrai Pshita D'Chayev, the second person is Chayev, V'Loishayach Loimar V'Loishayach Kamana Tviratava. You hear what I'm saying? Tosfos never said that if I shoot an arrow and it breaks a window, that we don't say Mana Tviratava. It's not Emes. Tosfos never said it. The whole Welt says Tosfos said it. They're all wrong. Tosfos does not make any difference between if I throw a keli off a roof and the keli breaks, or if I throw a rock off the roof and the rock breaks the keli. No, zero difference. No difference at all. L'moshel de Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef said, if someone shoots an arrow and dies, and then the arrow breaks the glass, you say Basa Me'akara. That's true. Tosfos never disagreed with that. Tosfos never said that if you shoot an arrow and you're successful in breaking something, Tosfos never said that you don't say Mana Tviratava. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos only said that if you shoot an arrow and you're unsuccessful in breaking it, and you fail to break it, someone else comes first and breaks it, that's where Tosfos said that you don't say Mana Tviratava. Where someone else broke it first, there Tosfos said, what did you do to the keli? Sai, you never moved the keli. Sai, you never broke the keli. You tried. You shot an arrow. You tried. But nothing happened. You didn't break the keli. In a case where Lamaisa, you did nothing, there we don't say Basa Me'ikara. You can only say Basa Me'ikara if something happened. You say, when did it happen? So you say, I'm a Lamdin, it happened originally. But to say Basa Me'ikara, and nothing happened, that's the case that Tosfos is Mechadish, that you don't say Basa Me'ikara Azlinam. You understand? It's a big difference. It still needs Hesper. But it's a very big difference for what we thought originally. Tosfos doesn't say that if you break it, your partner. Tosfos only says that if you don't break it, okay, we'll talk about why if you don't break it makes a difference. But this nekuda you have to know, that, if I can digress for a minute, the way I always remember this is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's Torah on the Megillah, which I once mentioned to you. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shtickle Torah b'shem his father, an Ovel v'chafu yirosh, that when Haman's daughter threw the garbage onto Haman's head, and then she saw who it was, she jumped off and killed herself. So the kasha is, she threw the garbage first and jumped second. So why did it say Avel the Chafi Reish? First it was Chafi Reish, and then it was Avel. So Chaim Shmulevitz has a shtickle Torah based on Tosfos, which helps you remember Tosfos. He says there's a big difference. When you throw the garbage, that's Zarak Chetz. That's like throwing a rock on Haman's head, right? When you throw the garbage, you don't go bust an Eikara. Right? You go bust a little B'Saif. When the garbage hit her, that's when he became Chafui Reish. But Avel, when she jumped off and killed herself, she's a Mana Tfira the second she jumped off the roof. So Chaim Shmulevitz said that the Maisa was no one knows what Maxa was, but she threw the garbage. Before the garbage hit Haman's head, she realized what was going on. So she jumped off. So at this moment, when they're both in the air, the garbage is in the air on the way down to her, and she's in the air about to kill herself, she is Manatvira Tavar. She's the Keli that's breaking. So she's an Aval right away when she jumps off. I mean, he's an Aval. A Chafi Raish, not a Chafi Raish, until the garbage hits him in the head. So it's Aval the Chafi Raish. So I always remember that this Vart from Chayim Shmuel Levitz, it does a shtim. Not with the Ktzais, because Ktzais says, B'chal, we don't pass like Ktzais. And not with the way they answer Ktzais. Because this shtickle, it's a nice thing to say over on Purim, if someone learned the Tosfos, right? He said it in the generation when people got the Daf Yud Zayin, that they knew the Tosfos. But I think it's a pretty famous Tosfos. But the way I always remember is that this Rechayim Shmuel Levitz is nice for Purim, but it's not true. It's like the Rosh is not true, because the Rosh doesn't hold it a chilek. And like Tosfos is not true, because Tosfos doesn't hold. When you're successful in throwing the garbage on the head, Tosfos doesn't hold. Tosfos never said you don't go basa meikara. Chafi Rosh is also meikara. The only time Tosfos said you don't go basa meikara is when you're unsuccessful. So then Tosfos says you don't go basa meikara. But wish he successfully threw the garbage on his head. So do you do go basa meikara? So I always remember the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, which helps you remember the Tosfos. And the fact that Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Lamaisa, once you get into the lumbus of the Sunya, it's not true. I mean, he said it on Purim, but it's maybe true. He said it on Purim, but it's not true. Ladina, there is some this, but let's get back to Tosfos. Reb Shimon defends Tosfos. Not only that, Reb Shimon nemzan that the Rosh doesn't even argue, as we'll see. Naima Machlaikis, he nemzan the Ikers like Tosfos. What's the nekuda we have to understand in Tosfos? And this is the riddle that we come away with. In a case where you are unsuccessful in breaking it, Tosfos says there's a svara pshuta to say that when I throw a keli off a roof and I was unsuccessful in breaking the keli, because the keli on the way down, it didn't break for me. Lamaisa, someone hit it with a bat and someone else broke it. When I throw a keli off a roof and I'm unsuccessful, you do go basa meikara. You do go according to the maisa I did to the keli. When I throw a rock off the roof to break a keli and I'm unsuccessful, there you do not go basa meikara. Taisa says, when I threw it off and I'm unsuccessful, so there you don't go basa meikara. Now, the first nekuda that I mentioned, which as I said is not complicated, that Taisa only said it in a case where you end up not breaking it, you're unsuccessful. That answers the first three kashas of the Ktzais. That by itself, before you go any further, all three cases, let's say a person lit a fire, the fire burnt down someone's house, someone else added wood to it. It's true someone else added wood, but Lamaisa, my fire, ended up burning it. And my fire ended up burning it. Ktzais is my ego, bust a main card. So why did someone else add a fire? My wood ended up burning it. Taisa says, my dear, go bust a meikar. Or the Muki Yosef, where someone shot an arrow and died. His arrow ended up breaking it. Or his fire ended up burning it. Taisa says, my dear, go bust a meikar. The kuda of... So that answers the first three. Before we go any vite, that answers the three kashas on Taisa. Now, the kuda of Havana in Taisa is this riddle. To try to come up with a good explanation of the chilek. Now, I think the hergish is that it makes a lot of sense. The hergish is, look, if I threw a keli off a roof, I did something to the keli. If I threw a rock off the roof trying to hit a keli, someone else broke the keli before my rock hit it. I didn't come into any contact with the keli. I didn't come into contact. Now, you can time it. Yeah, when I threw a keli off the roof, I also was unsuccessful. Lamaisa, I didn't break it. Lamaisa, someone else broke it. How do you answer that? When I threw a keli off the roof, I was also unsuccessful. Bishlam if I broke it. Well, the Tefillah Tova for when I threw it. The Maisa didn't break it, someone else broke it. So what's the answer to that? What's the answer? So that chilek still needs a chilek. There's a hergish that the chilek makes a lot of sense. Did I do anything? I threw it, I didn't do anything. I threw a keli, I did do something. So that nekuda, I think, still needs a little bit of a fine tuning to understand adequately the chilek. What we really need is a similar case somewhere else. We need a similar case. Not sure. Well, I'll be in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. If I tried to do a malacha and someone else came, I'm just it wouldn't be a malacha, no. Let's say, huh? It would. Which case? The water, we had a case. Oh, very good. Let's stretch in here. Yeah. We had a case where you have a field that's soaked with water. It rained, and the field is full of water. Someone else comes and pours a bucket of water onto the grass on Shabbos. Lamaisa, he didn't cause the grass to grow anymore. It had more than enough water. He didn't. That's the case, the way it's brought in the place. He didn't cause it to grow anymore. But Lamaisa, his water did enter into the earth and irrigate the seeds. So there, the place can bring that the one who added the water is Paka. Even though Lamaisa, why? Because that's a similar case to Basamei Karas. Someone else already watered the grass, and I'm adding water. It's similar to someone else already lit a fire. And I'm adding a chavila to the fire. I'm not doing anything. That's Basamei Karas. Now that's a case. It's a hard case. See, there the guy was the first person who was successful. You have to do is think of a case, because there the first person who was successful in watering the grass. I added water. Big deal. It's like adding fire to chavila. I understand. We need a case where the second person made the first person unsuccessful. So I don't know. We need a Hilchos Shabbos case or somewhere else a case to illustrate the chiluk of Tosfos. All right. So that's a little bit on the agenda for tomorrow. Also, and this gets a little complicated. Reb Shimon says that the Rosh is not arguing with Tosfos. What we're going to have to do tomorrow is learn the Rosh's teretz the way the Reb Shimon learned the Rosh's teretz, and he says that there's no machlokes places in the Rosh. After we do that, there's one more nekuda which a number of Achrayim discuss. The Gedulei Shmuel in the second piece on this perek, the piece on this sugya, brings an Arsameach and some other svarim. He's malakit together very nicely. There's one other area of discussion that we're going to touch on here. But again, the basic nekuda. You have to chazer for Yitz Hashem Yabachina on this sugya. You must know that there's a Tosfos. And the Ksais learns that the Rosh argues. And it brings Kama Kushis. The Nakuda that Reb Shimon and the Rei Moshe do say to defend Tosfos is this Iker Nakuda. Between whether you're successful in throwing the chetz or unsuccessful. What's still hanging for tomorrow is a Svara. To understand the Hezber. Why, when you're unsuccessful, there's a difference if you threw the keli, you threw the chait. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have a good chlorokite in the evidence.